From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Last month's $289 million judgment against Monsanto reaffirms robotics will shape the future of agrochemicals. That's according to ID Tech X research director, Dr. Kasia Gafarzadeh, who says the verdict demonstrates that glyphosate is on shaky ground. She tells agriculture.com the verdict reinforces an argument she made 2 years ago that the agrochemical industry needs to start reinventing itself as being in the business of controlling weeds and not just agrochemicals. Over 80 of the nation's leading trade associations representing thousands of businesses and workers announced the formation of Americas for Free Trade, a multi-industry coalition aimed at opposing tariffs and highlighting the benefits of international trade to the U.S. economy. According to AgWire.com, the new coalition will immediately join Farmers for Free Trade, the coalition backed by the nation's largest ag commodity groups, in a multi-million-dollar national campaign called Tariffs Hurt the Heartland. The Trump administration has invited Chinese officials to restart trade talks as Washington prepares to further escalate the U.S.-China trade war with another $200 billion in additional tariffs. The White House's top economic advisor, Larry Kudlow, told Fox Business Network Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin had sent an invitation to Chinese officials but declined to provide further details. According to Agriculture.com, it's unclear whether further U.S.-China talks would delay the tariffs.
And that's your agribusiness update. I'm Bob Larson with the Ag Information Network of the West.